Russian forces press Kyiv's last stronghold in Luhansk province. By Breitbart London on July 2, 2022. Kyiv, Ukraine, AP. Russian forces are pounding the city of Lysychansk and its surroundings in an all-out attempt to seize the last stronghold of resistance in eastern Ukraine's Luhansk province, the governor said Saturday. Ukrainian fighters have spent weeks trying to defend the city and to keep it from falling to Russia, as neighboring Severodonetsk did a week ago. The Russian Defense Ministry said its forces took control of an oil refinery on Lysychansk Sedge in recent days. But Luhansk Governor Serhiy Hayday reported Friday that fighting for the facility continued. Over the last day, the occupiers opened fire from all available kinds of weapons, Hayday said Saturday on the Telegram messaging app. Luhansk and neighboring Donetsk are the two provinces that make up the Donbas region, where Russia has focused its offensive since pulling back from northern Ukraine and the capital, Kyiv, in the spring. Pro-Russia separatists have held portions of both provinces since 2014, and Moscow recognizes all of Luhansk and Donetsk as sovereign republics. Syria's government said Wednesday that it would also recognize the independence and sovereignty of the two areas and work to establish diplomatic relations with the separatists. In Slovyansk, a major Donetsk city still under Ukrainian control, four people died when Russian forces fired cluster munitions late Friday, Mayor Vadim Lyak said on Facebook. He said the neighborhoods that were hit did not contain any potential military targets. Elsewhere, investigators combed through the wreckage from a Russian airstrike early Friday on residential areas near the Ukrainian port of Odessa that killed 21 people. Ukrainian Prosecutor General Irina Benediktova said the investigators were recovering fragments from missiles that struck an apartment building in the small coastal town of Serhivka. They also were taking measurements to determine the trajectory of the weapons, she said. We are taking all the necessary investigative measures to determine the specific people guilty of this terrible war crime, Benediktova said. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said three anti-ship missiles struck an ordinary residential building, a nine-story building housing about 160 people. The victims of Friday's attack also included four members of a family staying at a typical seaside campsite, he said. I emphasize, this is a deliberate direct Russian terror, and not some mistake or an accidental missile strike, Zelensky said. The British Ministry of Defense said Saturday that air-launched anti-ship missiles generally do not have precision accuracy against ground targets. It said Russia likely was using such missiles because of a shortage of more accurate weapons. The Kremlin has repeatedly claimed that the Russian military is targeting fuel storage sites and military facilities, not residential areas. Ukrainian authorities interpreted the missile attack as payback for the withdrawal of Russian troops from a nearby Black Sea island with both symbolic and strategic significance in the war that started with Russia's February 24 invasion of Ukraine. Moscow portrayed their departure from Snake Island as a goodwill gesture to help unblock exports of grain. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.